Dan Walsh, I got to say, you were in quite the mood when you hit the ring tonight. You just were like on this tirade. What's going on?
You know what? I've been here for a while now. And since I've come in, basically I've been fed to the wolves. You know, like I couldn't just come in a normal match. I had to come in a Kansas title match against Tyler Cook, who was just ready to go and had been on a roll. And then they put me in with Rebel Lucha, another guy who had been around seasoned. And I'm pretty sure is the only Mexican member of the Confederacy. On top of that, after that, it was tag team again. You know, I was thrown in with the best of the best. You know, fed to the wolves, ready to go, ready to take any challenge given to me. And for that, I was given immediate disrespect by the fans. And then on top of that, they're going to sit there and people like, I don't know, Rick, you are going to allow Pete Madden to dress up like you to fool me and then for me to take the worst beating of my life? I'm done. I'm done pandering for you people. The only way I can shove it back in the faces of the Kansas people is that I go to the top of their company and I watch them vomit in their mouths as it happens because there's nothing they can do about it. And by, I don't know, having Pete Madden wield shopping carts and guitars and everything into me showed me that, you know what, it's okay to do whatever you have to do to be victorious and to prove your point. And really, that's like what I said, Chinese calendar, check it, it's the year of the Danimal. And I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to get the respect that I deserve that these feeble people don't seem to be smart enough to recognize that I deserve. I'm just going to make them do it. I'm going to hold the arm behind their back and pull it up until they scream, Dan Walsh, you are the best, we respect you.